This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show, and we're kicking off the second hour of tonight's program here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival in Lancaster, New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. And, of course, this is Free Talk Live, so you can call in about anything that's on your mind at 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in lines. And joining you tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And we've got the guest of honor here at Porkfest with us, the Duchess, here on the radio on Free Talk Live, Buzz of Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party fame. Hi, Buzz.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. So what is Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party? This is something people may have heard of if they've heard of Porkfest, if they haven't been living under a rock.
Exactly.
Wait a minute. What's Porkfest? I thought we were coming for Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party.
Yeah, that's right. It lasts for a week, yeah.
Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party started out as a party at my campsite that turned into kind of a big problem that I had to deal with and make it really happen. And
why was it a problem?
Well,
you were talking a big game about it, and then you had to actually follow through and make a party.
Well, yeah, exactly. I got caught with my pants down. So in 2010, I was elected as the state chair of Outright Libertarians of New Hampshire. The Outright board nominated and elected me at the Libertarian National Convention in 2010.
And what is Outright Libertarians?
Outright Libertarians is basically the gay libertarians.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of prompted to take a role in Outright Libertarians, and I got nominated and elected, and I have to blame Angela Keaton for that. That's her fault for
from antiwar.com. Yeah,
yes,
you two
yes.
are known partners in crime, or it's friends.
Right.
At least. Yeah.
Right. So she's like, you have to get Outright Libertarians some FaceTime, and so I was like, okay, so why don't I throw this big gay dance party, and my goal was to buy a banner that Outright Libertarians of New Hampshire could use at events, so we could identify ourselves, and mm-hmm. I didn't have money for a banner,
yeah.
So I decided to throw Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party to raise money to buy this banner, and the next thing I know, one of the Porkfest organizers had invited everyone on the Porkfest list who had RSVP'd to come to Porkfest, and all of a sudden I had 350 yeses RSVPs that were coming to this party. I thought I was going to throw a little party at my campsite.
Uh-huh.
You know, people would write me checks. It would be cute and quaint.
But then there was a stripper pole, and you're actually a carpenter by trade, or what do you call yourself, a contractor?
No, I'm a carpenter. Mm-hmm. I'm specialized in historic restoration work. But
wow.
Yeah.
But you know how to build structures.
I build things, yes.
Yeah, very, very resourceful. And so, you know, you actually built this party from the ground up, literally, with a tent and a frame and a pole that people could dance on. And it was a huge hit.
I think I'm the only libertarian in world history to have an event that involves a stripper pole. I think that's my claim to fame.
So that was the first year of the party. That was what, 2011 or
2010?
2010. Okay, so this is the fourth.
This is the fifth year of the party. I was absent since 2012.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
Flaming Freedom took the party over in 2012.
Right, and so now you're back, and
yes.
you are doing Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party again. Every year it gets bigger and gayer. Is that possible?
You know, I don't know how I keep topping it from year to year, but
yeah.
You know, the creative juices just keep flowing, and things come up, and you know that's the beauty of being gay.
The juices
that,
flow.
That creativity.
So it's a dance party, but it's also, you know, it has, I think, sort of a serious point, which is to provide visibility for LGBT people in the liberty movement.
Right,
is that right?
Right, because you know, gay people or LGBT people in the libertarian movement are few and far between, but we also...
Well, we've had three, well, they call themselves queer, so we've had three queers on the show, and
right.
I'm queer too, so
I, you know,
four queers.
I would identify tonight. As pretty queer myself.
Yeah. You're in good company.
I'm a card-carrying queer, but, you know, they were few and far between when I first came to Porkfest. 2009 was my first Porkfest, and I didn't see myself represented here.
Yeah.
So I wanted to kind of say, hey, it's okay, there are gay people who are libertarians as well.
Right.
And that's been my whole focus to, you know.
And how has that gone over the past 5 years?
Well, if you put yourself out there, you're going to have detractors. But mostly 95% overwhelming support, you know. It's just a very, very small marginal group of people these days that would give me any sort of pushback.
Yeah, so I mean, not to focus on the negativity, but like, what kind of pushback did you encounter in the past?
You know, it basically runs the gamut. You just have to wait and see who comes out of left field with it. The surprising part to me is it. Even with the whole gay marriage thing in New Hampshire,
yeah,
there's people who identify as libertarian, and there's people who identify as free staters that were actually that voted to repeal gay marriage.
Yeah.
You know, I'm one who actually believes that, you know, the state shouldn't be involved in anyone's marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Get government out of marriage. And when you do, watch the animosity go away.
Yeah.
It will totally go away once you get the state out of the equation.
Yeah, apply it universally, right?
But it really surprised me that when the whole gay marriage thing came up, that I actually had pushback from people who identify as either libertarian or libertarian and free staters. And there was actually libertarian free staters on the record that voted to repeal gay marriage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a big tent, right? So you're going to have people of all different kinds of views. That's kind of the whole point of the
Free
State Project.
Well, that's exactly the whole point. It's kind of, you know, the whole thing about Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party is kind of mockery of Big Gay Al from South Park. Yeah, right. So that's where the name kind of came from, in that kind of mocking stance. But just to let people know that, you know, not everybody comes from the right to libertarianism. Not everybody comes to libertarianism is straight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a very diverse crowd, even though we are few.
And what about outreach to just gay people who may not be interested in liberty? Because, like, that's kind of the other side of the coin, I would suppose. Because isn't New Hampshire, like, the gayest state? Like, doesn't it have the largest population of gay and lesbian people in the U.S. Relative per capita? I've heard that statistic before.
I kind of ran over that statistic at some point as well. I can't confirm for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But
has it drawn in anybody from sort of the gay community?
Even on Facebook, I just keep putting my message out there and trying to push this point. And, you know, I'm really actually surprised over like the last 4 or 5 years, the people who have approached me, who are gay, who hear what I'm saying, and who have kind of come around because, I don't want people to see gay people, because they do. Society in general sees gay people as being default Democrats, and they are. They are default Democrats. 95% of gay people are like default Democrats. And, you know, their philosophy is as deep as a teaspoon, where it's like Republicans bad, Democrats good. And it doesn't matter, you know, if the Democrat's a blatant warmonger coming up to the podium, you know.
Or if they're paying lip service to actual gay issues, right?
Right, yeah. That's what, you know, it's a long story, but that's what I feel like the human rights campaign is for. They're like the Democratic the gay Democratic wing.
All right. Well, Buzz's big gay dance party, Friday night. I'm so excited for it here at Porkfest. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live, the Sunday edition, 855 450 free.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We are broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival here at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire. It only happens but once a year. It's a magical time. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It is.
And with you tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
855-450-3733 is the number to call if you want to get in touch with us tonight. It is still Free Talk Live, and you can still call in about anything. Give us some tips on how to protect ourselves from alien abductions up here, like we were talking to Jimmy about before.
In the last segment, Buzz from Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party and Outright Libertarians was talking about how Angela Keaton had gotten her involved in Outright Libertarians. And Angela Keaton is also, I don't know what her title is over there at antiwar.com.
Yeah, she's. I think she's the...
Editor-in-chief?
She's the awesome-in-chief. I don't know.
Awesome-in-chief?
Color management. I'm not exactly sure. But at antiwar.com, she is one of the two sort of top people that has taken a pay cut, you know, they're foregoing paychecks this summer with the purpose of basically putting the website back on track. There were some real problems as far as the FBI, you know, they were monitoring.
They were under surveillance. Yeah, yeah, they were surveilling the Eric Harris, I believe, and someone else at antiwar.com, and the donors got spooked by that, apparently.
A lot of donors got spooked. Actually, a couple of major donors died, and that happens sometimes.
They died of a heart attack when they found out the FBI was spying on them. No,
I'm not
going
to not diagnose them, but there's no doubt that antiwar.com is in a tight spot. And so the management there is committed to keeping anti-war on the Internet, and I really appreciate that because the premier anti-war website on the Internet is Libertarian. And to me, that's really important. So I went over and donated in Bitcoin at antiwar.com/donate.
I sent them some Bitcoin too last week.
Yep. Now, they're not Bitcoin isn't the only thing they'll take. They're happy to take Bitcoin, please take Bitcoin. But they'll take anything from anybody who wishes to donate and participate and keep anti-war going. So it's antiwar.com/donate.
Great. All right. Well, we are here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. One more time, 855-450-3733 is the phone number to call if you want to get in touch with us. Mark is looking at the computer screen like we have a call coming in. Is that right?
Yeah, well, actually, Brian was telling me, but we'll go ahead and take Victoria. It really doesn't matter if I messed it up or not. Go ahead and take Victoria. Victoria, you're on the air. You know what? I think we got an internet's problem going on here. So I'll let GCN put Victoria on the air. GCN, go ahead and give us Victoria. Victoria, you're on the air. Well, thanks for that.
All right.
Awesome. Special guest appearance by GCN.
Live radio here. So, okay, should we talk about some of the other events that we're excited about at Porkfest here?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that quite a few of the talks are actually about how to achieve liberty through the use of ones and zeros. In fact, that's the name of, I believe that's the full name of one of the talks. And that really has to do with what they call crypto anarchy. Okay, where essentially you just, by encrypting the hell out of everything, you avoid the state, you know, kind of entirely, or at least you have a degree of your privacy, which the state seems to be encroaching on so much
these
days.
You can do a lot online, like a lot of aspects of people's lives are on the Internet, and so it makes sense to sort of have some means of defending yourself about that, or protecting yourself, not really defending yourself, but protecting yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can imagine that a technology sort of like ProXPN, which of course sponsors this show, you know, will be talked about heavily. The idea of using a VPN service, I think, is a fantastic thing. I'll actually be giving a talk at all.
It was integral to the whole process. You've got to have a VPN.
Yeah, VPN is like, that's step number one if you want to take control of your digital privacy. And again, your digital privacy is just as key to your meat space privacy. So I'll also be giving a talk about a similar issue with Paige Peterson of MadeSafe. And we will be talking about MadeSafe. We'll be talking about all kinds of technologies.
What is MadeSafe for people who have never heard of it?
So MadeSafe is a, you know, what's a good one sentence for that? MadeSafe is
The Bitcoin of the Internet? I mean, essentially.
Yeah,
it's doing for the Internet what Bitcoin did for money.
Yeah, because you don't really want to say, because a buzzword going around is blockchain technology.
Okay,
but this,
let me try. I think I know.
Yeah,
okay,
go for
so
it.
MadeSafe is sort of peer-to-peer. It's encrypted peer-to-peer, but peer-to-peer in the sense that the Internet comes from these big nodes that are run by the government, essentially.
Servers, yeah.
Yeah. And so you're hooking into what was frankly the DARPA net at one point.
Right.
And it's what is the intention is that it's going to put the internet on other everybody's computer all at once, and they're all sort of going to work together to provide ourselves internet. Does that sound? Is
yeah,
that right?
That's about right. Yep. Because essentially, it's serverless internet, and so that means that you're going to give up a little bit of hard drive space, however much I don't know what the, you know. This is all stuff getting still worked out, but you're going to give up so much hard drive space for MadeSafe, and then that hard drive space is going to act as part of this gigantic internet.
Now, and the bandwidth, too, right?
And bandwidth,
computing resources are contributed voluntarily, and there is a compensation mechanism built into it.
Right, with SafeCoin, that's where a lot of people, you know, kind of compare it to Bitcoin, but it is a different animal.
The point is to decentralize computing and the internet, and so, like, you might be able to have a sort of a virtual environment, like a computer, that you could access on any device, public computer or somebody else's phone or something, by just using a couple of passwords, and that would be totally encrypted and only available to you, because the data that makes up that virtual environment is actually stored on multiple different devices all around the world, and it's accessed by your specific passwords.
Yeah, and this is the real beauty of this, is that you can actually... Your data is not in all in one place for the FBI to run to or for the NSA to run to.
Right.
It's actually distributed in bits and pieces, like sand getting tossed everywhere.
And encrypted.
And encrypted all over the world, you know, or as many people as use MadeSafe. It's really a fantastic technology to look into. I will be talking about some other ones like RetroShare and some of these other encryption techniques that you can use. It's pretty exciting.
RetroShare is a communications platform, right?
It's communications. It's encrypted communications. Uses PGP, which everybody wants to use for, you know, email and everything. And it's just software that you can run on just about any computer. It won't work on, you know, tablets or smartphones. And it allows you to even, you know, make phone calls. It allows you to communicate, you know, really encrypted, the best encryption we have on the planet, you know, to do all of that. And it allows you to transfer files. It's kind of it's not really like MadeSafe, but there's a lot of options out there. And so you want to educate people into all of these options. And Porkfest is a great place with a great crowd to do it.
Cool. Okay, so that's your talk. Mark, what are you doing? Are you going to give any talks at Porkfest?
I'm probably going to be doing mostly emceeing, but I did make myself available for Pig Talk if anybody wants to do it.
Pig Talk Live!
Oh, man.
Let me tell you about those pigs.
I've got 5 pigs, and people seem to be really delighted to hear about them. And, you know, it's, for me...
People want to know how to do that, right?
So right. A lot of people are getting into chickens, right? Like, you know, freedom somehow in chickens, in a chicken coop. And for me, I had chickens for a little while, and I just didn't like the care that went into chickens. Because with chickens, you get some baby chicks, you grow them up. The ones that are roosters, you turn into stew. The ones that are chickens, you keep. You hope that at some point or another, you can get one of the one rooster that you did keep to impregnate the other chickens and sort of start the process. It is a lifelong thing. It's a commitment. Whereas pigs, you get them in May, and they're gone in December. I like to say it's the difference between having a wife and having a girlfriend.
I'm not even going to take that analogy any further.
It's probably best not to.
This is Free Talk Live. Are you calling your wife a pig? This is Free Talk Live.
Or a chicken.
Or a chicken. 855-450-FREE is our number. 855-450-3733. Call and bring up anything that's on your mind. Or if you have questions for our guests, there's more coming up. Stay tuned.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
And we've also got a special guest here coming up in a moment, but just want to let you know this is Free Talk Live, and we're broadcasting live. Tonight is a little bit different than normal shows. We're broadcasting live from Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire, for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or Porkfest for short.
Yeah, and we are having a little bit of phone trouble, so
maybe I won't give out the phone number
now. Yeah, or the Skype.
Yeah, normally you are able to call into Free Talk Live and bring up anything you want. We're still doing that as long as we're technically able to, so stand by for information on how to call in. But for now, we're just going to talk.
That's right. And but, you know, before we get into that, you know, do you need focus? Are you feeling fatigued, trying to get that extra edge when it counts? You know, I mean, it is really, especially when you come to Rogers Campground, you realize just how little peace you actually have in life, because just how crazy the world is. And if you're looking for that edge to get by in the crazy busyness of modern life, it would seem, especially like if you're in a city, I want you to check out Modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students uses cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus. You know, it gives you greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world continue to talk about how Modafinil from modup.net is making the difference in their work, you know, giving them the critical edge they need. So, you know, go ahead. It's your responsibility to look into how, you know, local prescription laws apply, certainly. Okay, but you can, you know, modup.net, they offer world-class service literally around the world. They ship worldwide, and Free Talk Live is a worldwide show. So look into it for yourself. do your homework, but go to modup.net. They offer great quality, and you can actually, they are supporters of the Bitcoin community, so you can get 33% off your order if you use Bitcoin. And if you use the code FTL, you'll actually get free 10 free tablets. So go to modup.net, use the code FTL, and you can use Bitcoin if you'd like.
All right. We've got a guest with us here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Tony Likas. Hi, Tony. Welcome to the show.
Hi. It's Tony Likas.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's Tony. Fine. Tony Likas. And do you have any affiliations that you're, or are you just you? I know you do a lot of different things, right?
Well, I'm an NRA firearms instructor and training counselor, so I teach classes, and I also train people to be firearms instructors.
Yeah, you actually, the first time I ever used a firearm, shot a firearm, was with you. You actually taught me my first pistol safety class that I ever took, and I wanted to, you know, go about this in a safe way. This was shortly after I'd moved to New Hampshire, I think in 2006, thereabouts, maybe 8 years ago. And I saw that you were teaching a class on firearm safety, so I went to your class, and it was very, very helpful and useful.
That was great. It's very responsible of you. In New Hampshire, there's no training requirement to own or carry firearms, but I encourage people to get training, and what we try and do is keep the training as inexpensive as possible so people can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that I think everyone, I felt more comfortable knowing those things before I picked up a firearm because I didn't grow up using them. I never had any experience with it. So having that foundation of safety was incredibly helpful to me in, as far as my comfort level went. And I definitely carried that info with me later on. So, but you do sort of a firearms etiquette and safety here at Porkfest, is that right?
That's right. In Porkfest has been going on for 11 years, and some prior years, and still occasionally, we have problems with people that, where they come from, either they're not permitted to carry a firearm loaded, or it's just very difficult or expensive. Here in New Hampshire, you don't need any paperwork to carry it openly, so you have people doing it who've never done it before, and they just haven't thought about some of the issues. So we had problems with people, somebody says, it's a nice firearm, I'd like to see it. They would take it out, a loaded firearm with other people around, not be really good about muzzle control. Ooh. If you're in a crowd, there's not much of a safe direction. The other problem is people would put on a firearm and go about doing things and not think about it and maybe have a bit too much to drink or other things they might take that might make them less responsible. And so I had situations where I had to politely and diplomatically talk somebody into handing their firearm over for the night, really for their own benefit and other people's safety.
I have to say I really appreciate that.
Yeah, same here.
And so what are, just for everybody who's listening, maybe there are people in the audience who have never used a firearm before, never handled a gun. What are the cardinal rules of firearm safety?
There's three or four basic ones. The first one is always keep the muzzle pointed in a safe direction. The next is...
What does that mean? What's a safe direction?
Well, you don't want to point the firearm at anyone that you... anyone you would harm or anything you might destroy that you don't want to.
How about, pointing it at the sky? Would that be a safe direction or no?
It's not necessarily a safe direction. The bullet's going to come down somewhere.
What goes up must come down, right?
if you're hunting in the middle of nowhere in northern Maine, it's probably okay. If you're in a city, it's definitely not okay. Mm-hmm. And in general, it's not. Down isn't necessarily safe either. I mean, this is the Granite State, and we tend to have a lot of rocks in the ground. And, if it hits something solid like that, the bullet's going to go somewhere.
Or obviously if you're on the second floor of a building or something.
Right. You should assume the bullet from any firearm you have will go through any wall, ceiling, floor, whatever in your building.
Okay. And the second rule?
The second rule is always keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to shoot. And one thing is both of these have always in them. And the key is you have to get in the habit of always treating the firearm as though it's loaded, even if you know it's not.
Right.
And...
Yeah, I see so many pictures from, promotional pictures for movies and stuff. Usually they'll have hot women handling guns, and they'll just have their finger on the trigger, pointing it at someone, and it's not, or they're posing with a firearm, and they've got their finger on the trigger, and that's, the biggest no-no, if you actually know anything about safety,
I enjoy hot women with firearms, but I enjoy it more if they're handling them safely. And the problem is, if you trip or fall, get startled, your muscles tend to contract and you could pull the trigger when you don't intend to.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, if you think you're going to handle a firearm safely when you know it's loaded, but you're not going to worry about it when it's not, that's a good way to get in trouble, because for two reasons. One is you might be wrong. It might be loaded. Somebody may have loaded it and you don't know. And the other one is you might just have a mental malfunction and, you know, even though you know it's loaded, handle it as though it's not. So the best thing is to develop really good, solid safety habits.
Yeah, just to the point of instinct. And how long does that usually take? I think we have more rules to get to. But
well, it depends on the person. I mean, I've been doing this for quite a while. At this point, if I pick up a bottle of spray cleaner, my finger's up along the nozzle. And it only comes down on the trigger of the spray bottle when I need to spray, and then pops right down. Which, you know, it's kind of amusing. But it's not bad to develop habits that
way. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, are there any
more? Yeah, the next one is always keep the firearm unloaded until ready for use. Now, the thing is, you know, if you have a firearm put somewhere on your person or somewhere else for personal protection, it's always ready for use and it should be loaded. But any firearm you're not keeping at that point for that purpose should be unloaded. And really, there's a number of other rules, but the remaining really important one is know your target and what's beyond. Because, you know, make sure that what you're shooting at is what you think it is. You know, if you're shooting at an animal hunting, that it really is an animal and not another person.
Right.
And know what's beyond it in case you miss or the bullet goes through your target and continues. And if you follow those rules, you know, you'll be fine.
So tell us some specific stories that you've amassed at Porkfest over the years related to firearms etiquette and safety.
Well, I've seen people pull them out of a holster and just to show somebody, and I can see that the muzzle's crossing other people, which is definitely unsafe. And as I said, I've had a number of people that I've been very drunk with a firearm on them, and I've drunk or whatever they're taking, but it's clear they're kind of out of it. And it's a tricky diplomatic thing to try and get somebody in that state to hand over their firearm without, because you don't want to have a fight over it. That wouldn't be safe.
Right. So. You know, yeah. It's interesting because, I mean, this is about my third or fourth Porkfest, I don't remember, but I've noticed very often where people are walking around late at night, you know, when the booze starts flowing, right, and they have empty holsters.
Yep.
And I remember I actually asked, I was like, what's with the empty holster? And it's like, oh, I'm drinking. So, I mean, what you're doing is clearly working, and I think it's actually interesting because the empty holster is almost like it's symbolic in itself because they don't really need to even carry the holster with them, right?
Correct. Actually, it's gotten a little more organized. Now the security people actually have a gun safe.
And, oh, wow.
And they, you know, it's not they're not the police, but they'll politely ask you, or what they'll often do is if they see somebody who's got a firearm who's drunk, if they're with a friend, they'll try and get their friend to help them talk the person into turning the gun over. They'll give the person a receipt that says where the gun is and who has it, and then they'll lock it up for the night.
Tony Likas, thank you so much for...
There's a lot of confusing information out there about Bitcoin mining. Customers have been burned by companies taking their money on pre-orders for Bitcoin mining equipment, only to receive their equipment late and miss out on opportunities to mine Bitcoins. But that doesn't mean Bitcoin mining is impossible. You just have to find an honest company to do business with. If you want to mine Bitcoins and you want to do it now, no pre-orders, no waiting, look into the Antminer products from Bitmain. Their competitively priced Antminers are in stock and ship from the U.S. as soon as you pay. You could buy an Antminer today and be mining Bitcoins tomorrow. The Antminer line offers the best mining power per dollar currently available. 20% of the mining power in the Bitcoin network is contributed by Antminers. Not only that, but Bitmain is committed to support. You can get tech support and warranty service over the phone by calling 844-BITMAIN. For commercial accounts, they'll even travel to your data center to install your equipment. Get all the details at bitmaintech.com. That's bitmaintech.com.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you,
or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
So glad you're joining us tonight from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We are at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire, broadcasting live from Porkfest, kicking off Porkfest, actually. And you can you call in yet, Brian?
Not yet.
Okay, well, never mind.
But it's the beauty of radio. You know, radio can get out anywhere, anytime.
Exactly.
I love it.
Exactly.
So, but anyway, something else that seems to be everywhere, anytime, when you need it, that would be Bitcoin. But what's a great way to get Bitcoin? Let me tell you, ExpressCoin.com, okay? And ExpressCoin, it is the best choice for buying Bitcoins, and not only Bitcoins, but also Dogecoin.
Oh, such wow.
So yeah, you can say it. I'm not. But
wow.
There's all those memes with Doge. But Dogecoin is amazingly popular. You know, I mean, and certainly it doesn't hold the same value as Bitcoin. But you, it's good to diversify, right, in the cryptocurrency world. So, and the easiest way to do that is to get your cryptocurrencies. You can get it with a money order, check, or wire transfer by going to ExpressCoin.com. All the instructions are there. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading the app at ExpressCoin.com. So if you want to get your hands on Bitcoin, and boy, do I recommend that you doing that, go to ExpressCoin.com.
All right, cool. And speaking of Bitcoin, we've got Tony Rosano with us tonight. Hi, Tony.
Hello.
And you gave a talk about Bitcoin, right? You're quite into it, huh?
Yeah, I'd say I'm pretty into it. But I think that a lot of the things get missed in a lot of the discussions online. It gets quite technical, gets into philosophy, economics, macroeconomics, microeconomics. And while we're all discussing it, and it's very fascinating, we all have our little niche of it that we find fascinating. Average bystanders are looking with glazed eyes. And
yes.
Yes.
Totally.
And so if they see this flying by, and it's just going, and they want to jump aboard, or they want to learn more, they have a thirst for learn more, but it's hard for us as humans to, you know, slow down a little bit while we're so enveloped in our own thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I totally agree with you, by the way. I think the conversation kind of needs to happen on different levels, maybe in different places, right? Because there are people who are kind of nerdy and they're super into it and they're talking really about the fine points. Mm-hmm. But most people don't know what Bitcoin even is. And so they need to have some information that's accessible to them too. Mm-hmm. So how did you kind of come to that conclusion? Like, when did you first find out about Bitcoin, and when did you start doing outreach?
Well, I dabbled with it. I was involved more from the geeky aspect of it in the early forms years ago. I did some early mining. I didn't think anything of it at the time. It was all theoretical, and I was fascinated by some of the algorithms and some of those discussions. And I must have mined couple hundred Bitcoin over the
nice.
in the early days, but no longer have those machines. It was just a thing that I was experimenting, playing with. And
right.
So you mined Bitcoins and then you threw away the hard drives that they were on, or
they were probably reformatted or whatever. Oh, so many
no.
times over.
Yeah, there's so many stories.
But
like
the thing is that story doesn't just apply to Bitcoin. It applies to people who were early investors in say Apple or Intel or whatever. They no longer have those bonds.
Yeah.
You know, these stories exist. And it was a little over 2 years ago. It was Porkfest a couple of years ago. And then by then I was already aware of Bitcoin, but I kind of like took a step back from it. I was then no longer involved in any shape or form.
Well, it's important to point out, I mean, the past couple of Porkfests used to be the biggest Bitcoin events,
First Porkfest was a few years ago, not 10 years ago, but it was a few years ago. And gold was the standard.
Sure, gold
and
silver,
right? Yes, and there were the gold bugs, and they would not even touch this new thing called Bitcoin.
Right.
Yeah.
And they've converted. They've actually, I'd say most of them have actually come over.
Indeed. Yeah, there used to be, if you paint a picture of Porkfest, say that three times fast, 4 years ago, there was silver changing hands. There were people buying food in exchange for silver dimes and silver.
I still have silver cards, and I have the silver dimes. I never get rid of them. I believe in diversity mm-hmm. of commodities. I hold gold, silver, Bitcoin,
sure.
Dogecoin, whatever.
Right.
Hold a bunch.
But that was only kind of like the only option back then. And it's a little clunky, to buy things with silver, because what are you going to do if you need to make change? And like a heavy coin that you need to carry.
I had some first-hand experience with Bitcoin where it really saved the day. Like, I was stuck out in Boston and I didn't have any cash on me and I was starving. And then I remembered in the Reddit forum that Foodler takes it.
Yes.
And I was like, well, what? Well, that's kind of cool. I'm going to try this out. And this was and while I had experimented with Bitcoin, its practical purpose for me really shined when I made those purchases. And, you know, I had made some minor purchases at Porkfest and stuff like here and there.
Yeah.
But this was a real world situation where I was physically starving. And I didn't have any cash on me. And there was some legal battle going on. A drunk driver destroyed my car.
Oh.
So I was not liquid. I was dealing with all this stuff at the time.
Oh.
But I had plenty of Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And we ordered Indian food, had it delivered right to where we were staying at our friend's house. And it was great. And there was some special deal. So we got a really good savings on it. And
wow, what a cool story.
It was
like
so
that.
Cool. And it's cool. And you have a list of 1,000 different restaurants right there in Cambridge or Boston area, and you can just have it delivered right to your house.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a pitch that's not made often enough with, I hope that's kind of a story you tell when you give your talks about Bitcoin.
Every once in a while, there's so many little nuggets that, but that comes up once in a while.
Yeah, but it's amazing now. I mean, I'm not one to recommend people, put everything in the cloud.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, to have digital goods like this or digital money like that to where you can use it so quickly anywhere, no matter what situation you run into, this is a real advantage.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I go over when I'm talking about personal individual responsibility for your Bitcoin. It's not just Bitcoin, it's gold or even cash. You don't want to be carrying around your wallet, whether it be Bitcoin wallet or your physical wallet full of FRNs.
Right.
You don't want to be holding $250,000 there or your 401k savings. You don't want to be walking around with that on your phone. That needs to be saved in a paper wallet in a safe. And there's certain, but this is the same thing with your normal savings, your gold or gold chains. You want them locked up.
Right.
And what you carry on your person should be your petty cash. You don't want to carry any more on your phone wallet than you would carry on your normal. In your normal wallet.
Yeah, I think this is so important that you bring these kind of things up by comparing it to more, traditional items that we know of.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, granted, Bitcoin can be so much more, but so many people just get really fixated on talking about the so much more when they leave everybody else behind.
Right.
And it's so easy to just compare it to, like, look, yeah, you want to lock it in your safe just like you would your gold.
Well, here's a good example is lots of places take Visa, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many of the average Joe that takes Visa actually understands the mainframe system that supports the Visa system or the encryption algorithms or all the banking systems.
Right.
People don't care how it works. They just care that it works and that it's reliable.
Sure.
And that when you start changing the focus away from the technology behind it, which we all know is good, and that's a geeky and wonderful and exciting discussion in itself philosophically, technologically, economically, but it's not relevant to the consumer. The consumer wants to be able to change value from point A to point B seamlessly, reliably, and with relatively low fee, which is, I think, a bonus. You know, all these other things kind of like sell it, and then you have this added bonus that's super cheap to transfer the value.
Yeah, exactly. Bitcoin really has a lot of advantages in that way. And not only that, but you have control over your own money.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. It's like there's no bank to seize your account or say, no, you can't, yeah. one to ask
and
permission.
And that's the other thing is that people forget that while you are in charge of your own assets, we're not used to holding our own assets like we were 100 years ago.
True.
Because people knew how to secure their gold in a said safe, whereas people, they'll just leave it on Mt. Gox or whatever because that's a safe place or whatever. They've lost that sense of, okay, this is my responsibility. I really need to take responsibility for this. And that's good and bad. So there's no FDIC insurance to cover if it closes.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So what would you say is the elevator pitch to someone who maybe has heard the word Bitcoin but doesn't know what it is, doesn't really know anything about it? What would you say to them?
I would say it's another alternative currency. Just like there are other currencies than the U.S. dollar, like euro, yen, it's another currency. It's electronic, like your debit card. You can transfer money from one account to another account. The main difference is that you can actually control those accounts. I spin off from there. Maybe I kind of see where their eyes start to light up, and then I go down those avenues and say, it's a one way, it is a transfer of ownership that can't be reversed.
Yeah, and that's always good in person, but it's a little harder if you're doing a video or talking to a huge crowd of people.
Right. And what I did is I actually wrote a couple of these little brochures, and I've came up with like five or six different versions. It's the same information. It's the identical information, but more information may be omitted because it's not relevant to said person. Like I have one maybe for more libertarian crypto geek nerds, and then I have for an average consumer or perhaps a merchant. They're concerned about different aspects.
Right, right.
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 So what would you recommend to someone who hears your elevator speech and is like, I want to get started. What do they do?
Well, I'd say start with $10, $20. It's cheaper than a college education. All right?
That's for sure.
Buy $10, $20 worth of Bitcoin and then immediately spend it. And if you screw up magically, I don't think you can.
You're only out $10.
You're only $10, $20, but you've gained the knowledge.
Tony, stick with us if you wouldn't mind. This is Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond Nomes powder spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond foot powder spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Now is the time for new flooring in your home because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings on all flooring, like Quick Click prefinished hardwood for $169 a square foot, solid hand-scraped horizontal bamboo for $179, and this weekend only get 8mm cherry laminate for just $0.69. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special 24-month financing is available. But hurry, this end of quarter clearance sale ends Monday, June 30th.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.